Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Deborah Becker, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now.
This being the day fixed by the 20th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States for the meeting of the 113th Congress of the United States, the House will come to order.
The 113th Congress gaveled into session today, and tough economic issues and debates are already looming. House Speaker John Boehner will keep his leadership post, even though he angered many in his party this week, by passing a last-minute fiscal cliff deal on New Year's Day that includes income tax hikes on the wealthy. And Boehner got an earful this week from Northeast Republicans for not allowing a vote on Superstorm Sandy relief money. Boehner then relented, and he scheduled votes tomorrow and another one later this month. Joining us on the line to talk about this is Chris Rowland. He's Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. Chris, welcome. Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year. Hi, Deb.
What do you make of this fight over aid money for Superstorm Sandy?
Well, it really appears to be another miscalculation by Speaker John Boehner as he sort of tries to walk the fine line between his Tea Party caucus, conservatives in his caucus, and, you know, the need to sort of govern. He ended up really angering a lot of Northeast Republicans by, you know, delaying this vote at the last second. Chris Christie came out and blasted him. Northeast congressman and his caucus were very upset. He kind of left them hanging out to dry. But what he's balancing against is the anger in the conservative wing about spending. So, you know, when they were confronted with a $60 billion spending bill, he hit the pause button and it backfired on him.
But, you know, the Northeast lawmakers do say, what about other aid packages? Look at Katrina, for example. It took about 10 days for that aid to pass. And this is usually, you know, a bipartisan agreement here when federal aid is dispersed to those areas of the country that have had disasters. So aside from the fact that the conservatives may want spending cuts, I mean, what are the main detailed objections to this aid package, Chris?
Well, there were a couple. There's a variety of unrelated items in there, but it's typical for a lot of bills. But there's, you know, stuff for fisheries and stuff for museum roofs in Washington, and that kind of stuff really rankles a number of conservatives. Then you've also got the timing of the whole thing coming on the heels of the fiscal cliff. The emotions were very raw, and you know, spending was the key objection by a number of Republicans. So spending another $60 billion was at issue. But then also you've got to look at the, you know, geography, the politics of geography here. Northeast states, New York, New Jersey, those are blue states. Those are not high priority states for today's Republican Party. Those guys do not have a lot of clout in the House. And so they're, you know, make an easy target for conservatives.
And I've also heard the argument that FEMA doesn't need to have this money right away.
Well, that, you know, I'm not sure about the various, you know, niceties in the bureaucracy, the timing of money. You know, definitely when the money's released is important. But, you know, FEMA is a convenient target for, the conservatives, and they feel like FEMA is not a very good agency. They don't like it. Remember that during the, before Sandy struck, in fact, there was a lot of efforts in the conservative Republican wing to defund FEMA and to phase it out. Also, remember that Chris Christie, right after the hurricane, was seen with President Obama walking around the disaster site in New Jersey, and that really angered a lot of Republicans, too. So there's, you know, this is sort of an outpouring of emotion by Republicans that, in the conservative wing that Boehner knew he was trying to avoid. But then he got it from the other side.
As we said, there are two votes scheduled, first for $9 billion for national flood insurance, and then we'll have another vote for $51 billion, which would probably be more controversial. What do you think is going to happen here?
Oh, I think they'll pass it at this point. I mean, I think there's no
option. All of it? All $60 billion?
I suspect so. I think Boehner realizes that it's not smart politics for the Republican Party to look like they're retaliating against, flood-prone, hurricane-stricken states. I think that, you know, basically the reason for the delay was more about timing as opposed to long-term considerations. So I do think that it'll pass. I mean, look at, you know, the date that they've set for the bulk of the money is January 15th. I think tempers will have calmed by then. And also that, you know, they'll be looking ahead to other big spending deals. They'll probably, you know, it could be used as a negotiating chip, but I would not expect them to reject it.
Okay, Chris Rowland, Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.